had discussions with the lawyers at the company on Tuesday and Wednesday, and on Wednesday we were informed there had been a group of workers that had been, I would say, explicitly told that they were fired. The lawyers told us yesterday that the rest of the workers were fired. So there are two. There are some workers that were allowed to return. So in terms of the numbers, I think it's about 150 to maybe 160 workers that are now fired. The problem being also is that there, of the 200, there are some that returned to work. The same issue occurred this week. We received reports from several workers that had returned this week, and they have subsequently been fired and not allowed to pray and fired at work for wanting to pray. So, unfortunately, this is now 200 workers and their families that are out of work and have a right to apply for unemployment, but currently are not employed. In our discussions with the company yesterday, when they informed us that all of the workers were fired, they are apparently, in the next few days, changing their company policy. It's sort of ironic that they're expediting the change of one policy and not really having substantive discussions about their other policy, but they are changing the policy whereby workers that have been fired don't have to wait 6 months to reapply for a job. So they'll, what the company's telling us is that this policy will be changed over the weekend, and that as early as next week, these workers can reapply for positions on the assembly line, and based on, not based on what occurred recently, but based on their performance, may be rehired.
And if they are rehired, what would the situation be in terms of being allowed to pray while they were at work?
Right. So the company is still sticking with what we believe has not been the policy. And the company has certainly made it clear that they're open to discussions about how to make the religious accommodations. I think the problem is, in this case, is the accommodation request must be made on a daily basis by each worker. So there's literally no plan that, say there's 90 people on a shift that are Muslim, there's no plan ahead of time of, we know these people are going to make this request, and what can we do planning ahead of time for that? So our concern is that cause that's what creates this ongoing problem. Where there's a supervisor on the floor that's making a determination, and ultimately it's unfortunately resulted in the discrimination against a lot of these people that are just asking for a 4 or 5 minute break, which usually falls within either the 15 minute paid break or the 30 minute unpaid lunch break. You know, the prayer time changes with the seasons. So, but all of this is known ahead of time, and it's clearly known ahead of time by the company generally what workers are going to be asking for that accommodation.